Oh, hello. Is that Selfridge's department store in London, Oxford Street?
I can put you through to Oxford Street. Which department did you want, sir?
Wind tunnels, please.
Wind tunnels. Sorry?
Wind tunnels.
Wind tunnels?
Yes, please.
What are they, exactly?
I bought a wind tunnel from the store about 3 weeks ago. And it's 40, so I wanted to speak to the relevant person, please.
Which department did you buy it from?
Well, I think it was called Wind Tunnels, but I wasn't well at the time, so it may have been an electrical department.
Hmm. It's just like
a giant wind tunnel.
Right. Transfer email, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, can I help?
Hello, good afternoon. Is that the Wind Tunnel department? The wind tunnel department.
Wind tunnel?
No, a tunnel, as in the tunnel that goes from if you go from London to Paris under the water, you have to go in a tunnel, but full of wind.
Can you spell that to me?
Yes, I'll spell it phonetically. Tunnel, T as in tunnel, U, umbrella, N as in Nigel, U for euphemism, and L for lovely, tunnel. Wind, but full of wind.
And what do you use this for?
I came to your department 3 weeks ago and with my wife, who unfortunately has not been very well actually, to buy a wind tunnel, which we did. The problem is, I've got it here, this is how it sounds now. And that's the lower setting.
It's a fan, is it?
I beg your pardon?
It's a fan.
It's a tunnel, a wind tunnel, but it's not powerful enough. And the man told my wife that it would be powerful enough to literally lift you off the ground and keep you floating within it. And that can't be done at all. Do you know why this would be so? Hello, I wonder if you can help me. My wife and I went to your store a few weeks ago and we bought a standard wind tunnel from the department, and it's not powerful enough. If I turn it on here, that's the top level it goes. And it's been, well, rather embarrassing really, and we don't know what to do with it. Well, we bought the giant wind tunnel. Well, when I say giant, it's, 8 foot by about 12 foot. But it's not fully functionary, and my wife, she hasn't been very well. She's upset about it. Do you refund for wind tunnels?
Yeah, I'll give you extension number to dial for technology.
Yes, that'll be wonderful.
Good afternoon.
Hello, what department have I been put through to, please?
What is it that you require?
Yes, are you the same lady I was speaking to before?
No, I'm a different
one. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I banged my head earlier. Are you in the technology department?
No, we're in the cookshop department.
Maybe you can help. I bought a wind tunnel from Selfridges a few weeks ago with my wife. The setting now is this, basically, which is the, as you can tell, not the most powerful of wind tunnels, and I'm trying to find out what I can do about it. Can you help?
Whereabouts in Selfridges did you purchase it from?
Well, it was downstairs, but I banged my head, so if it was at the east side or the north side, etc., that I'm not aware. The man that served us was incredibly tall and had a very quiet voice. I remember this because my wife literally had to lean in very close to his face. Do you know the man?
No, I'm afraid I don't. The only thing we would...
I'm sorry?
...we would be able to get this air tunnel from would be, obviously, technology.
Yes.
The only thing I can do is put you through an extension.
That is what I thought they were going to do. You've been very helpful. Would you put me through to technology, please?
I will. Have you got a pen handy?
Yes, I do. I do have a pen.
12573.
And what is that?
That is technology zone. That is if we get closer, that's the extension you require.
And do I just dial those five numbers from my phone and then I get through to the man?
That's the ring services number and then it would ask you for an extension and that would be the number that you would dial.
Oh, I think that's quite a convenient way of doing it. Has that been that system been operating for long?
It has, yes. It has.
Marvellous.
It's been operating for the next 6 years.
6 years, doesn't time pass by? I beg your pardon?
I'll put you through now.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Kathy Sussex, is
there anything? Hello, is that the technologies department?
I'm sorry?
Is that the technology department?
No, this is Hello Kitty, this is children's work.
Well, maybe you can help me, actually. Pleased to make your assistant's acquaintance.
And how can I help you?
You say pleased to make yours. I purchased a wind tunnel from Selfridges a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong department. You'd have to go to customer services.
I've been trying to get through to technology. Do you not double up as technology?
No, we don't.
Are you able to put me physically through? They said there was a system whereby the phones could connect to another department and I could be speaking to a member of the technology team.
Right.
Are you able to...
Just let me check for you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Good afternoon, South Salford Street.
Hello, is that the technology department?
I can connect you through. What's it that you're looking for in particular?
It's the technology department. And
what are you looking for in particular, then?
It was regarding something I bought, but I've been around the houses, as it were, rather department.
Okay, which department?
Technology, thank you.
What was the project that you brought so I can put you through?
Oh, sorry, it was a wind tunnel.
Sorry?
A wind tunnel machine from the technology department.
Certainly,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine.
Having a nice day?
Yes, kind of.
Oh, why? What's happened?
Nothing really.
We live and learn. I came with my wife, who wasn't feeling very well at the time, a few weeks ago. Did I speak to you? Are you the tall gentleman?
No, there's quite a few tall
No, maybe it's not.
You put your name?
No, he had a quiet voice.
Nice voice.
My wife and I bought a wind tunnel machine, and the man said it would be a high-powered wind tunnel machine, but if I play it to you... If you just listen a second, it's the rate of the wind in the tunnel is quite low pressure. Just let me, will you listen 1 second for me, please?
Before you carry on, sir, we don't sell, the department, you couldn't, only sell the wind tunnels.
Right, but just if you just listen for 2 seconds, maybe it'll trigger your memory as to what it is I bought.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you very much. Well, there's a low sitting here, which is very low, and then there's a higher one here, which is... It sounds high, but it's really not. We expected it to be higher, and,
Unfortunately, the department I work in, we don't sell the wind tunnels.
What is it we have, then? Because in my living room is an 8-foot by 12-foot wind tunnel. It cost £12,000. Do you know what department it would have been?
£12,000?
Yes.
We don't sell it, sir.
Now, what is it, then? What do I have in my living room? Are you able to help me?
No, sir, because I can't see it.
Well, here it is again, and I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. Can you help? Can you help? Help! Oh, I can't turn it off. Oh, sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I think I'm going to have a lie down.
Okay, sir.
Thanks for your help.
My pleasure.
I couldn't turn you... It's on again! It's on again! Help! Can you help? Help! I'm stuck in a wind tunnel! I'm stuck in a wind tunnel! Can you help me? Hello?
Hello?
Can you help me?
I can't get out!